A 1930s Cleveland dentist noticed something alarming. His patients' children were developing crooked teeth, narrow faces, and chronic health problems their parents never had. What began as a dental mystery became a decade-long odyssey around the world. Dr. Weston Price traveled from Swiss alpine valleys to Arctic fishing villages, from Pacific islands to African plains, armed with a camera and scientific curiosity. What he found was startling. Wherever people ate their ancestral foods, they enjoyed near-perfect teeth, strong bodies, and freedom from diseases ravaging industrialized nations. But when these same communities adopted white flour, sugar, and canned goods, their health collapsed within a single generation. Their children's faces literally changed shape, dental arches narrowed, and the diseases of civilization arrived with shocking speed. Dr. Francis Pottinger's decade-long study of 900 cats revealed what traditional cultures knew intuitively. Cats fed raw meat, organs, and raw milk thrived across generations, with broad faces, strong bones, and healthy reproduction. Their cooked food counterparts deteriorated dramatically. Bones became rubbery, miscarriage rates hit 70%, and no fourth generation survived. All cats died before 6 months. Behavioral changes mirrored modern fertility struggles. Females grew aggressive and irritable, while males became passive and sexually disinterested, a complete hormonal reversal. Pottinger's human patients showed similar patterns. Those drinking raw milk from grass-fed cows developed excellent bone structure, while others suffered calcium metabolism problems, arthritis, kidney stones, atherosclerosis, poor dental development. Heat destroys something vital that no supplementation can replace. Genetically, we're identical to humans from 400,000 years ago, yet agriculture only began 10-15,000 years ago. The real damage came around 1900, when new milling techniques stripped vital nutrients from flour. Within decades, diseases once rare became epidemics. The Kung people of the Kalahari Desert offer a living window into our ancestral diet. Medical teams found zero signs of modern diseases, despite 10% being over 60, the same proportion as America. They hunt just 2 to 3 days weekly, with plants comprising two-thirds of their diet. Their intake includes 46 grams of fiber, 8 times ours, 1,600 milligrams calcium, twice ours, 1/6 the sodium, and twice the protein. Wild game contains just 3.9% fat compared to 25 to 50% in modern beef. Native Americans viewed meat as sacred medicine, carrying the healing power of plants the animal consumed. Aboriginal cultures understood that feeding the soul matters as much as feeding the body, a wisdom largely lost today. Three remote mountain regions documented extraordinary longevity, people routinely living past 100 while remaining active and disease-free. Vilcabamba, Ecuador, counted 9 centenarians among 819 residents, with church records verifying several over 120. Georgian Russia reported 39 centenarians per 100,000 people versus America's 3 per 100,000. These elders remained lucid and working, free from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension, conditions common just 50 miles away where refined foods had arrived. Georgian centenarians maintained sexual vitality into their 90s, excellent teeth, and high social status. Their diet was 70% plant-based, 30% animal-derived, matching hunter-gatherer patterns. They consumed raw, soured goat milk and low-fat cheese at nearly every meal, supplemented with eggs, meat from their own livestock, homegrown vegetables, whole grains, and moderate homemade wine. Vilcabamba centenarians lived on small mountain farms at 5,000 feet, growing vegetables and raising animals. Their diet featured fresh eggs, homemade raw cottage cheese, occasional meat, brown bread, beans, and abundant produce. Yet they faced two challenges absent in Georgian elders: high infant mortality and universal tooth loss, likely from insufficient fat-soluble nutrients, revealing that even longevity has nutritional prerequisites. Every culture free from dental decay and degenerative disease shared one striking pattern: they consumed abundant fat-soluble vitamins from seafoods, especially fatty fish, organ meats, particularly liver, and dairy from grass-fed animals. These weren't occasional treats, but dietary foundations, emphasized during pregnancy and childhood. Price discovered patients with active tooth decay could halt the process without fillings simply by eliminating refined foods and consuming these protective foods. Spring butter was traditionally prized because rapidly growing grass dramatically increased fat-soluble vitamin content. EPA from fish and wild game produces beneficial prostaglandins that maintain arterial health, prevent abnormal blood clotting, and enhance immune function. A Dutch study following 852 middle-aged men for 20 years found those eating just 1 ounce of fish daily had 50% lower heart disease death rates. Beyond heart health, EPA and DHA are essential for brain development and visual acuity. The human brain acquires half its fat composition before birth and most of the remainder during the first year, explaining why traditional cultures emphasize these foods for pregnant women and children.
Creating an optimal diet means learning to read your body's signals. Difficult bowel movements indicate need for more fiber and water-rich foods. Persistent skin blemishes frequently result from refined sugars and processed foods. Respiratory congestion often signals poor reactions to dairy or wheat. Excessive gas indicates improper food combination or inadequate digestive enzymes. Your body speaks. Learning its language transforms nutrition from theory to practice. The Chinese concept of yin and yang offers crucial insight into dynamic balance. Animal foods are yang, warming, strengthening. Vegetables are yin, cooling, expansive. Grains are balanced, while sweets and alcohol are extremely yin, dispersive, weakening. Health problems commonly result from imbalances, excessive yang causing inflammation, too much yin creating lethargy. A balanced traditional diet typically includes 1/3 animal source foods, 1/3 raw greens and sprouts, and 1/3 whole grains, other vegetables, and fruits. For pregnancy, consume nutrient-dense foods starting 6 months before conception. Small fatty fish, liver from grass-fed animals, raw milk and cheese from pastured animals, sea vegetables, and raw greens. Traditional cultures reserved sacred foods for pregnant mothers, recognizing maternal nutrition determines the next generation's health. Price found cultures with little dental decay also showed almost no physical abnormalities in children, including proper facial development and straight teeth. In a world selling health in pills and wellness in apps, we've forgotten something profound. Disease isn't inevitable with aging, and our bodies possess remarkable healing capacity when given proper nutrition. Weston Price and Carl Jung revealed that physical and spiritual health are inseparable. Both require reconnecting with nature's deeper rhythms. Native cultures understood that food carries not just nutrients, but spiritual medicine, and that our relationship with what we eat reflects our relationship with life itself. This wisdom offers more than dietary guidelines. It offers a path back to wholeness. We can continue down the path of refined foods and chronic disease, or reclaim the ancestral wisdom that nourished humans for millennia. Start with one change. Replace processed food with traditional alternatives. Choose wild-caught fish, grass-fed dairy, organ meats occasionally, and include raw foods daily. Your body remembers what thrives it. Every meal is an opportunity to honor that memory. In the words of Weston Price, life in all its fullness is Mother Nature obeyed. The question isn't whether this wisdom works. The evidence is overwhelming. The question is whether you're ready to listen.